From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Alyssa Pedjik. Happy Monday, everyone. Wow, if you got in on the rain over the weekend, and some of you saw a lot of it, you were the lucky ones. We need rain across the area. And if you got it, as I said, you were lucky because much of this week looks to be dry. Unless you are under some of these storms, they will be slow moving, so you can see another soaking, but it will be just widely scattered across the area, not looking up really good coverage. But yesterday at the international airport, they saw over 2.5 inches of rain due to a severe storm that just stuck over them, slowly moving to the north and east at about midday. And because of that storm, they beat the daily record rainfall for them that day of 2.18 inches set in 1969. But let's get your week started. Today, partly sunny, hot and humid with an isolated afternoon storm, a high of 90 degrees. Lows tonight in the middle 60s under partly cloudy skies, partly sunny, hot and humid again for your Tuesday with a few afternoon and evening storms, temperatures staying toasty in the lower 90s. Low to middle 90s Wednesday and Thursday, much of the day partly sunny. Then we see the sea breezes move inland, producing just an isolated afternoon shower and storm. So we'll have to watch that through this week. But Friday, looking a little bit wetter than many of the days this week because we will see the moisture increase across the area as winds start to shift to the south and east, and then the sea breezes move inland. So looking at a few afternoon showers and storms to end out the work week on Friday with highs in the lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Alyssa Pedjik, and that's your Action News Jax First Alert Forecast on 104.5 WOKV.